من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ثم الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إخوان الإيمان السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Will always be your precious time. All praises are due to Almighty Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I beseech Allah to shower His blessings and compassion. Azab of Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, His humble companions, and the guarantee of the Lord to give you up accountability. Without wasting our precious time, we need to manage our time as we have a lot of issues to trash out. Please, I need full concentration. After this presentation, I may be calling us one by one. You don't need to raise your hand, I will just be calling you. Ma, what have you learned from this subheading? To see whether you are with me or not. The topic has to do with running a standard school. Running a what?
Standard
school. Muslim teachers on call. Muslim teachers on what? On call. In running a standard school, what are the roles, duties, expectations for Muslim teachers? You know, we should have made it running a standard school, Muslim teachers, and teachers of color, without adding words, Muslim. Yes or no? But we added Muslim deliberately. You could have even said Islamic teachers of color. But when we said Islamic teachers, there will be another misconception. Do you know that misconception? It will be thought as if we are addressing those who take Islamic studies, Arabic, and Quran. That's why we do not say Islamic teachers on call. We rather say Muslim teachers on call. Why Muslim teachers? This is the light Islamic group of schools. See the name, the light word, Islamic. It shows we want Islam to be integrated with the curriculum. The curriculum drafted that we are using, is it for Islamic studies alone? You now have various madrasa. Students, they learn Quran, they learn Hadith, they learn Tawheed, they learn Fiqh, Nahu, Sorf, Balaga, Arud, Faroi, among others, Nusus, Enshaw. You know, this is not what we are talking about. We have NAD curriculum. What do I call it?
NAD.
In Nigeria, NAD is in charge of, you know, drafting, designing the curriculum to be used at primary and secondary level. When it comes to university now, they have NGC, Nigeria University Commission. We are not talking about NGC now, we are talking about NERDC NAS. All the curriculum we are using now, they are from which body? NAS. That is the body saddled with the responsibility of curriculum here in Nigeria. But in this school, students are learning Quran, yes or no? Is it NAS that drafted curriculum? No. In this school, students observe Salat, yes or no? In this school, students use hijab. In this school, Islam supersedes. We don't play with our religion. Even as I'm looking at all the female staff now, I've not seen a single female staff exposing our chest. I've not seen a single female staff dressed nakedly or half naked. So it shows we have dress code here. Even though I've not gone through your staff code of conduct, with what I've seen on ground, it shows we don't play with Islam here. Even we have niqabites, those covering their faces among the staff. So that shows we don't play with Islam. As we are trying to instill knowledge, to impart morals on our students, as Muslim teachers, we have a lot of roles to play. If we want to run standard school, I'm running a standard school, I'm now under preamble. Under what?
Yeah.
They will share this paper with you, the soft copy of prepared. Under preamble, I said, running a standard Muslim school is a Herculean task. Please take note. Running what? A standard Muslim school is a kind of Herculean task. Most especially in an environment where only few are competent and qualified. Please take note of this. During the inspection, whenever they want to give any school an approval from Oyo State, I'm speaking here in the battle today, they have processes. Some of you will have experienced it. There are certain things they check for approval. Number one, you have some payments you will make to the boss of your state government. You pay. You have like 5 to 7 different money you will pay. That's not my topic. Do let me digress. Records. What do I call it? They check records. More than 20 records will be checked. Let's know it is there. Diary is there. Curriculum is there. Textbooks among others. We check all these records. Are we together? Facilities are there. Then other records. They check staff qualifications. Have you ever experienced that? And they have this expression. Competent but not qualified. Have you ever had it before? Have you ever had it? I'm still under preamble. Are we together? Competent but not what? Qualified. Qualified but not competent. He is neither competent nor qualified. Let me explain. Let us assume you studied English language at University of Toronto, and you are taking English language during approval process, they will make a comment about you, competent but not qualified. Qualified means you have educational background. Either you studied and you have passed through NC, PGD, or the course you did, English education, mathematics education, biology education. Now, you studied English education. You are now taking English. You are both qualified and competent. But you studied English alone. You are competent, not qualified. You studied Yoruba education. You are now taking English. Qualified, but not competent. Do you get my point now? I now said in the preamble, when we want to run a standard school, it becomes a serious problem. Where only few are competent and qualified. But let me tell you from my experience, if you are competent through this kind of training, training and retraining. You may not have NC certificate, you may not have PG certificate, but you perform wonderfully. If that is the case, as a Muslim teacher who wants to contribute his own quota to running a standard school, you should be ready to teach, evaluate, assess, cover curriculum, instill discipline, and you have special passion for imparting knowledge and values. Are we together? Teaching profession is not meant for retail. You know some people, they are first teaching to Afiowawa Kenny. Teaching profession is not meant for retail. It's meant for people, you know, who take note of this. Their self-esteem is meaningful to them. It requires self-esteem, serious, dedicated, God-fearing, trustworthy, humble, disciplined, self-restraint, caring, resourceful, and inspirational ones. All that we have a topic that I will later discuss about this discussion. But nowadays, you know the problem we are having. In running standard school, most of these expressions, words, are used. They are nowhere to be found in majority of teachers. Are you ready to maintain your self-esteem, your seriousness, dedication, among other qualities I've highlighted? Please and please, we need to understand all this under prayer. Once you have understood this, you will know that as a teacher who wants to contribute in running a standard school, you have a lot of things to do. And I will start mentioning them. Who is a teacher? Don't let me waste my time there. Just read it. But before leaving that subheading, let me use a definition, just simple definition there, because of the time. Also another vital point after this. If you want to know who is a teacher, I love and I cherish the definition given by Imam Al-Ghazali, Abu Hamid Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah. Please take note of this. If you are not ready to be like this, it's better you don't become a teacher. Please take note. If you want to be a teacher, you should understand this definition given by great Islamic scholar Al-Ghazali in his work, Ihya'u Ulum-ed-Din. He said a teacher can be defined as the wick of a lamp, W-I-C-K, wick of a lamp. I think we know lamp. If lamp is not known, we know candle. Is anybody who doesn't know candle? Yeah. Maybe you know candle now, Adela. If you want to be a teacher, please take note. A teacher is like a candle, which burns itself out in giving light for others. One life only the definition is wrong. Then about a teacher, we burn ourselves. Do you agree with me? I bet I don't burn Marawani, or what that they are Bella, I want to allow Kibo Bayo Lerina, I want more Loma Kalima Lerina. Senators are all here, maybe in the Irish Dashi. I burn myself for people to see. And I pray that I will continue burning myself for people to see. And Allah is there to reward and to compensate me. And it's compensating me already. You know the problem we are having? Contemporary teachers, they are not ready to be like this designation given by Al-Imam Al-Ghazali. My dad has that in Islam. Let me explain this way. You burn yourself. You burn, if a bitter is like a week of the lamb, which burns itself out in giving life to others. Now, listen, students, some of them are playing football around. Yes or no? You are presumed a week ahead. Are you not burning yourself? When those students you are burning yourself because of them, they are here playing, watching football, following their mothers to market, enjoying their lives. You are here, attending seminars, preparing lesson notes, filling the dance, improvising teaching aids, you know, preparing the laboratories, the ICT room, the mosque, the airport, they are presumed, cleaning the school, the gate men, mandatory everywhere. I've seen plumber in this rescue this morning. The plumber is there working. Carpenter working. Because of this, yes or no? Some of you still not in this school before. The students are not in school, all because you are preparing them to know diary, you are improvising the situation, seminar here and there. Are you not burning yourself? Please answer me now. Where they resume, you are welcome. As you are welcoming them, you start writing notes. Start explaining. That's why as teachers, you should be taking more water. I say between morning and evening, sometimes in my school, I take like a bag of pure water, like 15 to 20 sachets. Go ask my father. This morning alone, I've taken like 4 before coming here. I drink a lot of water. Not only that, you give them assignments, classwork, yes or no. You spend extra time marking, correcting, yes or no. You set questions, yes or no. You draft marking guides, yes or no. You coordinate assembly, yes or no. During the sport, you monitor them, yes or no. During excursion, are you sleeping? During end of year party, are you playing? What are you now doing? You are burning yourself for those students to see. But once you know you are not ready to burn yourself, please leave the church. For we are ever ready to burn ourselves. But this burning we are talking about, as you are burning yourself, allow the replenishing your energy. As you are burning what? You are burning yourself. Allow the what? Will be replenishing your energy. That is why you see teachers sometimes, they have a kind of happiness that others do not have. They have a kind of happiness that others do not have. When you see a lot of your students achieving, when your students come to you, to start, this is London Beach, this is Real Beach, this is Arch Slot Ticket, this is Bacon, this is a new house. As I'm speaking, I've trained a lot of students, even before I established my school 2014. I've been teaching since, we are in 2026. I've been teaching since around the year 2000. Yes. When I did get at the University of Ilorin in 2002, I was still teaching a lot of university students. My own thing is around the planning for this and education. Should I tell you something? The last two to three years, the gifts I've collected, I've gotten for my students, is more than 5 million naira. Baby, you are new teachers now. Have you been teaching more than 2 decades? You are in a Badam Tongkong Mutaji Ruler. Well, I don't be surprised. Some of these students you are teaching, the next decade, those of you at secondary school, a student leaves your school, he gains admission 4 years for degree. 2 years for master, 3-4 years for The next thing you have to become something in this world, yes or no. Don't be surprised. The next 2 decades have produced students who are paid the others. Before you realize it, allow those plants in their heart that they should love you and they should do something tangible for you. I'm telling you, a lot of my students have done a great thing for me in my life. And I'm still anticipating for more. I do for my teachers as well. Some of my teachers who have taught me, I know what have contributed to their lives as well. It may not be all of them, but a reasonable number of them. As you are forming yourself, be sincere. Be what? That I'm doing this not because of the professor, not high status, but for what? For Allah and Allah alone. Allah sees your intention and he will compel them, he will force them. Some of these children may not love you now. While lying in the narrow future, he will be their guest. The way I hated one of my teachers when I was young, because he did not allow me to be a gambler. He did not allow me to say 10, 05. He did not allow me to be riding by people around. Today, he has his children in my school. And he remains one of my most beloved teachers in the world. Just make sure that you do the read for Allah. And Allah, only Allah sees your heart. And he will plant your love in their heart, in the narrow future. Now, a lot of the standards, please take note of this for heaven. A lot of the world standards, I have 10 rows, 10 major rows. How many rows? How many rows? 10 major, number one, academic rows. What do I call it? Let me explain. Academic role is a certain lot of things. As a teacher, part of your academic role in running standards too, whichever subject you are teaching, you should be embarking on intensive and incessant research. What we know that about a lot of teachers, they are using Android phone, smartphone. They only use smartphone for chatting. I teach those teachers. Even this lecture I'm delivering now, I use my phone for preparing most of my lectures now. After that, I'll use on the UPS, I'll transfer it to my laptop, I'll wait, and that is all. If I don't know where this school is, I'll use Google Map, I'll get this school. There was a day I wanted to buy something. Sewing machine. For an offer closer to me. I didn't know where to buy it. And I said, like, I want to buy from a Muslim. Wallahi, I sat for it online. I got the Muslim brother sent to Oba. And the phone number is there. I contacted the brother. He responded to me Islamically. He described the shop. I went there. I bought. I saved his number. Since that day, we have been buying same machines from him. This is a person I never knew. I use what? My phone. I've used my phone for a lot of things in this life. I've connected a reasonable number of things to my phone. One of the things I use my phone for is research. Is what? Research. In my field, I research a lot. But from nowadays, teachers, you are too weak. You don't use your phone for research. Hey, I didn't see that topic in textbook. I'll be like, come and let me slap. You have seen. Those who like textbooks, are you telling me they are more brilliant than you do? There are a lot of subtopics. You may not see them in textbook. Use your phone. Online, you have to know of online. In fact, there are some schools here in Nigeria and outside. The lesson notes of their teachers are there on the packet. You want to test questions and you are still cracking your brain. You are still disturbing yourself. How will I get standard questions? Just type questions on your phone. You see a lot of questions. You set and reset. as a teacher, when it comes to academic role, you need to be researching, extensive reading, breaking curriculum into teachable topics. Breaking what? Curriculum into teachable topics. The planning of that is part of the academic role. Are we together? Preparation of lesson notes is part of it. Attendance marking. Some of you don't know this is marking attendance. I'm asking. You have your like 2 weeks. As you are showing us, you still get the 2 weeks. You are handling GSS 1, A, and B. Mathematics. You write out their names. You know 2 weeks there, there are lines there. Let us see, you have them Monday to Thursday, MCWT. M Monday, T Tuesday, Wednesday. You are there every day, MCWTS. You have just 1 minute. Rashid Ashi is present. Rashid Shuberu, absent. You need to have your attendance showing who are the students absent in your class. Don't open there for parents to come to lampoon you. They lambast you. In fact, some parents are ready to catch you. Oh no, you won't be dying. Oh no, I'm not paying you. You know some parents are emotional. They feel like, I'm paying. Are they not paying? Are they not paying fully? But you teachers, you have your part and figure. Mama, sincerely, of this step, we normally have mathematics 5 periods per week. Out of these 5 periods, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, first period. Out of 5 periods per week, your child usually misses the 3 periods that fall in the month. Even those 2 periods, the remaining one, we have one on 2nd period. Occasionally, it will come after night when we are about to hand it off the 2nd period. The one you normally make completely is the one after 3. And do you know what will happen? Mama will be what? Mama will calm down. This teacher's record. You need to have attendance. You know there is normal register attendance for class. That's not your own. That one is your own subject attendance. Do you have that? It's part of your academic role. Are we together? Are we together? Then the use of recommended and relevant textbooks. The use of teaching aids. By now, you should have improvised teaching aids. Today is Tuesday. You see how well this test looks like. As teacher, please check the topics. You have to cover only this topic. After you have checked the topics, are there topics that require teaching aids? You improvise. You draw. You get some online. You print on A4 paper. You get some at there. By now, before we resume next week, you need to get all your teaching aids ready. You know why? Ask me why. By the time we resume next week, you become what? As you are teaching, you are preparing lesson notes, you are taking exam questions, you will set another question for a person. End of the party activity. You are in debt club. You are in young farmer. You are tired as me. What I say, is it not true? Say, you are in the system now. Wallahi, you will be busy. They tell me this week now, you are not entering the classroom, yes or no. Students have not resumed, yes or no. You have this week to prepare. In fact, there is another thing. Have you ever heard of QSA and SQB? If you have ever heard of it, raise your hand. QSA and what? Please, any Makaya. QSA and what? And what? QSA and what? SQB. Keep up. deliver my blessing to me. This remaining days in this week, you need to work, you know, seriously on how to achieve this S2B formula. I will explain. Are you in it? Are you in it? I will explain. Please follow. When we are talking of QSA, it's simple. QSA works with S2B. QSA works with what? S2B means standard questions back. Standard what? Questions back. Why QSA means question spread analysis? Let me explain it to you. As we have presumed now, you need to start working on your S2B and QSA. How? You have prepared the diary. What contains in your diary? Topics to do what? To cover inside text. Yes or no? Okay? Having done that, you write lesson notes. You may write a week. You may write 2-3 weeks. It depends on the way you operate here. Are we together now? But SQB, that one doesn't have to do with the way you operate. That is the standard. Before you resume next week now, all the topics you have to teach for this term, you need to check past questions for the classes you are teaching. And you write out relevant questions. Relevant what? Past questions from the topic you have to cover this topic. Let me give you an example. You are a mathematics teacher. During topic, you have to teach piano, for example. During topic, you have to teach statistics. You check, let's assume you are taking SS1. SS1 to SS3, you use WAEC NEPO fast question. GSS1 to GS3, you use Beckett, battle for your state. Since I'm speaking on your state, you can still get to other states like Lagos or whatever, no problem. You can get for NEPO Beckett, that of GS3 for NEPO. Solution to your past question. You check for like 10, 15, 20 years. It's a serious issue. But once you have done it for a whole academic session, next session, it will be a kind of revision, editing, addition, subtraction. Start it. Once you have started it, after a whole academic session, you won't have much problems subsequently. You will only be editing, reviewing, adding, subtracting. Now, before we zoom now, you need to have relevant questions documented. You want to test NEPAM questions from SQB. You want to test questions for TOEFL from SQB. Standard questions bank, you know banks now, where you keep your work, your money. Then this bank, where you keep work, not questions. When it was standard question, take note. Some schools, their questions are too much. They evaluate your school based on the questions you said. They in a situation whereby there are a lot of errors in your questions, it shows your questions are not what are not standard. The first questions are standard one. Those teaching at primary level, you look for solution to primary questions. Apart from Becker, WAEC, NECO, Ministry, we have other standard examination bodies. Those handling SS1 to SS3 jump entirely relevant. You can take questions of that. Questions relevant to the topic you want to cover. That's what we do at our school at Mufino now. If I show you a question now, as you are setting questions, either for midterm or you write it Islamic studies, The first Allah gave birth to dash children. A, 5. B, 7. C, in front, in brackets. Wa, S, 2021. N, O, 42. N, O, this number, 42 in brackets. You need to put it in the front. Which exam, which year, which number. You know these students, you don't know, you are building their confidence. Say, ah, well, if you don't think you are taking you, is that relevant? So, there's no some teacher. You are only teaching them. They don't know those topics are relevant. No single topic you are teaching. We have past questions on topics. The teachers are lazy. Like primary level now, you can look for Calvinpedia questions, NNPC questions. Like mathematics, you can look for MAN, you know MAN now, Master of Nigeria. Their questions are always standard. You can look for DEVI, is a body. You can look for other professional bodies, science bodies, we have them. Even army, we have past questions for army at primary level and GLP. I know the last, this is your school laughing. All these are just like this. Army 2019, number 49. So you need by now, part of your academic role is QSA and SQB. QSA means the questions we said should come across all the covered topics. You know, there are some teachers. They teach 10 topics in a pair, and they set questions for only 6 topics. Because those 6 topics are simple now, you are a lazy teacher. Your question should cut across all the topics you have to cover. May Allah forgive us. Should I move on? Okay? Not only that, marking student notes. I'm still on academic role. Still on what? Academic roles. You need to mark student notes. Not only that, giving classwork, homework, and assignments. Thorough explanation of lessons. Thorough explanation of lessons. Even see the way Allah has done for us in Quran. Quran is very clear. As long as Allah still explains it, please, as teachers, your lessons should not be ambiguous. Your lessons should not cause problems for the learners. Please always explain. Some teachers, all because probably they don't understand the topic or they are rushing. Oh, so you understood. Understood. Not all of them will understand. You need to study them. I would like all to understand. Aisha, can you tell me what you have understood? Balkis, what have you learned? Abraman, what do you gain? As a teacher, you should be thorough in your work. Explanation of lesson. Then strict adherence to the school time thing. What do I call it? Strict what? Adherence to the school time thing. How? You know what I've observed? May Allah forgive us teachers. Some teachers are rather cheaters. They cheat on their students. How? In the time table, Rashid Ashi has Islamic studies 10 to 10:40. 10 to what? How many minutes? Rashid Ashi will reach classroom 10:07. How many minutes wasted? And Rashid Ashi will leave by 10:38. How many minutes short change? 2. 2 plus 7, 9. 9 minutes wasted. If I repeat it in 10 periods, 90 minutes wasted. Dear teacher, part of your academic role is your strict adherence to the school title. Setting standard examination questions. That is QSA and what? SQB. Drafting marking guide. Another error. Another word. Do you know what happens? Some teachers, they set standard questions. They believe that they can do and undo. We don't undo teaching like that. We don't undo teaching like that. You need to draw the marking guide. Now, let me guide you. When setting the question, you should have it at the back of your mind that I need marking guide. As teacher, I want to thank all of them. Let us do, I teach Islamic studies. How many pillars of Islamic studies do we have? How many do we have? List 5 pillars of Islam. Not listen. And the mark, 3 marks. 5 pillars of Islam, how many marks? How will I divide it? Please don't guide me. You know, I will never be just. I will never walk. A student needs 5. I gave him 3. A student needed 4. What would I give him? Please don't answer. If I give him 2.5, I'm still not just. If I give him 2, I'm still not just. If I give him 3, I'm cheated on the one who said 5. A wise teacher, either you say least only 3 out of pillars of, and each point will be well marked. Please take note of this. Why certain questions? You need to know this question, which mark of course will I allocate for it? So your marking guide will guide you. Are we together? Another one under academic role, still on number one academic role, treating first questions. Treating what? First questions. Please take note of this. There is this sheet. I think the light should be using it. You are using first question evaluation sheet here. Yes or no? I'm asking. You are not using it. Please, I'm from top 10, you should be using it. Though I said 3 they have gone, but there are 3 relevant. Past questions evaluation sheet. I have it on my phone. I'll send you guys. Every week, as you are submitting your lesson notes, I don't know that who marks your lesson notes, is it the principal or the professor? As you are submitting your lesson notes, take note of this. So, you submit your, though it is for those who are handling terminal classes, the last class. The last class where they write common entrance in primary. Yes, SL3, where they write decade. SL3, where they write triennial culture. Those are the 3 classes. Past questions, evaluation sheet. What do you use it for? Each concerned teacher will collect it. Wallahi, I printed it this morning before coming here. The one we use something, I printed it in my school. All teachers will be given tomorrow. It's part of monthly clearance before we get your salary. I need to know how many past questions have you treated this month. Why treating past questions? All standard schools are low. You know, we are discussing standard school here and the role of Muslim teachers. Yes or no? You will never see all standard schools are visited. I've visited a lot of standard schools within and outside of your state. They treat past questions. In fact, there are some of these schools in GS3 and SS3. Is strictly meant for what? Past questions. By the time you have exposed your students, so don't forget SQB. SQB, standard question bank. Since GS1, you have been setting standard questions. GS1, GS2. Now they are in GS3. All those questions you have been setting, you are still treating past questions. SS1, SS2, you have been using SQB. In SMC now, you are increasing fast pressure. Forget about it. Your student will not have problem in external examination. They will not have problem. They will have solved a lot of fast pressure. In fact, there are some questions. Before they will repeat, finish, they will have each answer because it has been treated several times. Please, teacher, always treat past questions. And these past questions, I only focus on terminal classes. It is not meant for terminal classes. You are taking DS1. Any topic you teach them, show them where the questions are. In past questions. Yes, let them know. SS1, SS2, Primary 1, 2, 3, 4. Let them know the topics you are teaching them are highly relevant. Should I move on? Conducting practical in practical-oriented topics is part of academic growth. Conducting what? Practicals in practical-oriented topics. Even at primary level, you know what I've observed? Most of us, we don't conduct practicals any longer. We allow for people. If that is happening at primary level, teachers are persons, they should fear Allah. They should not affect our students. Let me mention some of these subjects. Physics, chemistry, biology, agricultural science, animal biology, geography, among others. They are even all different as some entrepreneurial subjects. They have practicals to be conducted. For you to play, to discharge your academic role, practicals should be conducted. Should be what? See a student going to YA. He has never paid record stamps. He doesn't know what record stamp looks like. How do they use it? He doesn't know. Please, can you see now? How do you take medical lab in the exam? The student has never seen skeleton. He has never touched it. He doesn't know how to label the different parts of the skeleton. And that comes out in the exam. How many sources? Their teachers always conduct practicals in practical-oriented topics and subjects. And these practicals, as you have presumed earlier now, you need to liaise with the school management. It requires money. It requires resources. That is why in school budgeting, as you have presumed now, whatever you make, you need to see the school provider. Okay, for top 10, sir, in CCA, you need this. At GSS level, CCA is practical-oriented. Home economics, practical-oriented. Basic science, practical-oriented. Agri, practical-oriented. Computer science, practical-oriented. PhE, practical-oriented. At primary level, those subjects at primary level, they are practical-oriented as well. In our home economics, we need Kampala. We want to do this thing. You want to do paper mache this test. So we need some, we need this, we need that. So if the school could produce them, if it depends on the way each school operates, in some schools, the school will fund it. In some schools, students will pay for it. It depends. Just make sure you conduct practical. It's part of your academic work. Academic work, academic growth, curriculum coverage, curriculum work, another problem. Do you do curriculum coverage evaluation every time here? Curriculum coverage, where an assessor, you see, they will get student load, your diary, what you want to cover, what you have covered, it should continue. Curriculum coverage is a family affair. That is the curriculum conflict. It will be, you know, shown teachers that show lackadaisical attitude to their subject. Should I tell you one thing I've observed? There are some teachers, they can shout from Sanyo to Lagos State. They can raise their voices from Nigeria to Canada. But yet, they will never cover the curriculum. In discharging your academic role, you need to know that this school, we have zero tolerance to examination malpractices. Where you don't want your students to indulge in examination malpractices, you equip them with what? Curriculum coverage. After you have taught them what you are supposed to have taught them, if they fail, at the end of the day, the conscience will tell you, I've done the right. I've done what?
The right.
Where the right things have not been done and the students fail, may allow for this. That will be problematic in the hereafter. Their teachers always work towards curricular outreach. That is still part of academic rule. Updating of statutory and not statutory records. I think you know what you mean by statutory and not statutory records. You know some teachers now, they are call sheets, they are math book, they are lesson notes, they are diaries, among others. They don't update them. Only when inspectors are called to the student, they will not be running their task paper. So please let us do the right thing. May Allah forgive us and bless our neighbors. You see, I spend a lot of time on academic rules. Do you know why? If the school is standard, teachers should start academic rules. That is academic rules. Where academic rules is faulty, no shortcut. Your student will not be along with them. Your student will not be. Then where academic rules is being discharged, your student will be among the best. You know your students from this life academic, Islamic academic, they have received a lot of awards from Amis, really, on your stage. You need to maintain that, because school business is highly competitive. In fact, new schools are coming up, and people establishing them, they have money. If you have money, you don't have experience. You have experience. What is expected of you teachers is to do the right thing. May Allah use it for you.
Amen.
Number two, spiritual role. What do I call it? Don't forget, I listed how many roles? 10 roles. Please let me list those roles and I'll start explaining. Academic role, 1. Oh yeah, 11 and 1 local. I want to see that. Maybe you know 1 to 10 now. All of you know 1 to 10. Alhamdulillah. Oh, yeah. Academic role. Spiritual role. That too is not, I'm not okay with that too. I see we are feeling on this. Let's start again. I'm teacher now. We are my students now. Number 1, academic role. Spiritual role. Administrative role. Guidance and counseling role. Collaborative role. Advertising role. Participatory role. Image positioning role. Advising role. Supervising role. Number 2 is spiritual role. You see, I mentioned something the other time. Muslim teachers of course. Muslim teachers of what? We want students that come to this school to be spiritually inclined. To be what? Spiritually inclined. You teachers, you have spiritual role to play. Students should be built in such a way that they will be morally and Islamically upright. take note of that. Are we together?
Yes.
When is time for Salah? You lead these students to Salah. There are some teachers. When is time for Salah? Now, that is when you continue wasting time in the classroom. Let's assume last period is 1:20 to 2 p.m. And Salah, 2 p.m. to 2:15. By that too, as a Muslim teacher, what are we supposed to do? Please, I'm asking. Female staff there, you are not with me. It's like you do something else there. You are not with me. Please, you must do with me 100%. You are having last period to Salah. 1:20 to 2. And the school timetable says 2 to 2:15 Zoom. And you are the one having the last period to Salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, time for Salah. As teacher, what are you supposed to do? You need to round off the lesson. And you lead the students to ablution center. Are we together now? Now, a teacher now continues teaching till 2:12. When it remains 3 minutes, they will start for us. You are not disturbing your teacher. There are some teachers. Time for Salah. They will stay in the staff room. Sleeping. I'm telling you. What was it? They are saying what? Sincerely, I've observed this. In a school, I went. When it was time for Salah, only 2 teachers outside. Sending over 200 students to go for ablution. Will it be effective? Where are the other teachers? Other teachers. Bring other things. We don't play with Salah to this class. As camp on assembly. As camp on what? On assembly. Should I tell you one thing I've observed? There are some of our students. They have spiritual problems. Ever go to Martin and Yetori Allah? They have spiritual attacks from their families. And they don't want to do as cars. Nearby, there was one of our schools, one Islamic school. A student was prepared. And this is a school where they do as car, after all, on their assembly. And the students were shivering. That is the beat of time you are not no, shivering, bumper giddy. They called us, we went to that school, we did go clear. It was then we observed many other students have been initiated into bad cause. You know, you teachers, you need to be vigilant at the point we have been asked on assembly. You need to monitor students who don't do it. Toban Shea, Boyunela, Koneshe. You want to say like very good. It is causing problems for anyone. After Zuri, or after Akuri, after Akula, Alamanta Salah, Wanika Salah, yes or no?
Yes.
Kosi is there, yes or no? Kuru Alamala Kina, Awasura Kimane, and Jano Bula. People can't the normal scenario here. Once you are present or you have a kind of magic in you and they are reading this chapter as a person, then you feel it. And you feel it. But sometimes it may come in form of reaction. You need to mentor students. That is part of their spirituality. Almost educated. See some mature girls. It happened. There was a girl we called in my school. I'm up for that. For like 2 weeks. Where is that also last coming from? From the heaven. So that was you female staff, you need to be observant. While life corona for queen come and saw me. Oh, because all of them saw me, most follow Mura. Also, not for the end of plenty of my sister. Okay, they will say so. Then you will be a little. Obìnrin ni yóò fà tọ́lẹ́ẹ̀tì. Ìmí ìjòjúmọ́ ọ̀fọ̀lá. Ṣé wà lọ́yà dé ewu àyù mẹ́sírẹ́tì? Ọ̀yà dé ewu blọ́ọ̀dù àwùṣù ní ìlà èèyàn dá àkéṣù. Ṣùgbọ́n ìyẹn obìnrin mọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ sí lè múra yín náà. A nírú àwọn ọmọ ọba ìyẹn fẹ́ fi kò ní fẹ́ kí o. Spiritually, you need to decide our own. There are a couple of our students, they are eating less, eating with what? Eating with what? Who will collect them? Start of our path. It's part of spiritual road. You need to monitor them. What about those with bad reaction? See, after a layer, have you ever observed when the school is in? You see some students with all these big, big heads. You need to know how to handle them spiritually. There are some students, they shake hands with opposite sex. The same student of the school, you see a male student, even shaking his evil things now, hugging, kissing, romancing, and if time permits, even illicit sexual acts. We should not give room for all those rubbish in our school. It's part of our spiritual role. Are we together?
Yes.
What about students who are fond of dancing and chanting music? That is why in subjection board in the school, in all schools we have two sets of students, good ones and bad ones. Those good ones will be likely to be able to start. Or provider, or master, or mistress, or principal. What of the students where they, after closing period, they take other students to work for that? Two of them go, we leave. Oh, Nilo go, we leave. Oh, remember. They will, you know, inject poison in other students. They corrupt others. We teachers should not give room for that. All these happen in our various schools. And other all Islamic practices. That is why our weekly Tarbiyah lectures should be strong. Our assembly lectures should be continued. In fact, I don't know whether we do our Pozu report here. Pozu report should be there. We do it over there. Pozu report. Where a student? Either Quran or Hadith, he or she will read Arabic and translate the least lesson. It should be ongoing. Are we together now? What is number one that should be ongoing? Our weekly seminar in discharging our spiritual work. Assembly talks should be ongoing. Pursuri talk, just 2 minutes. Call our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلِ لَحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَى The Prophet told us that we should say the truth in this deeper. Lessons from the hadith. One, we should be speaking the truth. Two, we should move away from lying. Three, a truthful Muslim will enter paradise. Have I even spent 1 minute? Yes or no? وَاللَّهِ أُكَرِ أُمَنْ لَكَ When we were at Marvel, Arabi at Aleppo, they do consume it at Marvel. I don't know whether they maintain it too, but I don't know why they will remove it. But it will be in Arabic. One day, one of our seniors, as Mark Narobi, he read one hadith, as if I've never had this in my life. Do you know the hadith? Hadith of La an yut'ima fi ra'si ahadikum bi makhithin min hadith khayrun lahu min an yamassa imra'atan la tahillu lahu. Wallahi more hadith mo ma seni o wa to ka ko da do na lai fe ke ko suka pa fun di mara wa ara o seni o wa ni ma si o to go french afa ni amen so ta o ni e ko kan ni ki won fi abere o ni re gun ni lori o lori di ke po ka o be touch it a do se ke Kamumina, Yamasu Murahata, Gamu Maharani, Kinik Afa Evasa, like a Yarbawa. While I was Joko, be back in bad news. Call a four cowboy, Kate Poko Kifio, just mere touching. If they should stab you on your head with needles, is even better. They who can bear that, all these small approach they use, let me manage because of the fact. Number three, administrative flow. What do I call it? This administrative flow is has to do with giving you some roles to play in the school. Number one, you will be appointed as the school agent, school principal, HODs, you need to discharge. Truthfully. We are moving to topic. They may appoint you as chairman, head of your party committee. Chairman, head of your work. Are we together? How we are distracted? All of these administrative roles, some teachers will see it as a body. Wallahi, if you see it as a body, you will not discharge. If you see it as a progress, you will improve. You will also do it as sport. You are the chairman, yellow house, coordinator, blue house, coordinator, purple house. Please take note, if you pass of administrative role, you are the chief examiner, you are the chairman admission committee, you are the chairman school uniform. In some schools, they have more than 20 administrative staff. They are teaching staff, so they give them administrative roles. In fact, the school was telling us, you know, first time, you normally have a lot of parents coming with their children, yes or no? You know, in some schools now, buffer, principal attend to them, and you want to keep the buffer and the principal. In a school, GSS 1 coordinator, any newly admitted friend there, so I don't go to principal, don't go to buffer, go to the bar, Rashid Ashi. Not that they will pay for Rashid Ashi, but they have school account to pay. But they need uniform, Rashid Ashi is in charge. In some schools, Rashid Ashi will only attend to GSS 1 parent on their school. When it comes to uniform, GSS 1 uniform on uniform. In a school where they have 60 students in GSS 1, you need to be two members of four persons to be attending to them. They now divide it. GSS 1 uniform coordinator. GSS 1 textbook coordinator. It was only a former who is all of a member. For that word, I hope someone will be on your way. This administrative roles we play, that take note of this. Sometimes it may be internal, sometimes it may be what? External. We just came back from Army conference at Shaki. There are some schools, they sent their teachers or their school heads. If you are even sent outside, they'll go and represent the school. Will you be charged? Will you not tarnish the image of the school? Either internally or externally, whenever, wherever you are given administrative role, you must discharge, even beyond your expectation. Number four, guidance and counseling role. What do I call it? Guidance and what? Counseling role. This number four, our students need us. Our students what? They need us. You know, in the old days, all schools, they usually have guidance counselors. You have problems, you go to them. Academically, your father and mother are fighting at home, they do not give you food, they have broken their academic, blah, blah. You go to the counselor. The lessons, even for these schools now, counselors are not forthcoming. That is why, when I was talking about qualified and competent the other time, in education, when I was doing my PhD, we did two courses on GRC, how the modules at all. You know what I've observed? All teachers, you need lessons in, number one, psychology of learning, one, sociology of learning, two, guidance and counseling. Are we together? Sociology of what? Learning. Psychology of what? Learning. And what? If I ask how many of you are experts in these three things, you may be. Sociology of learning will let you know what operates in environment. How do they affect your learners? How do you handle them professionally? Psychology of learning has to do with you looking at a student. You know this student is the top. This student, a student, one of my students, I taught her that you don't sleep in the night. Anytime she was coming in the morning now, you observe a kind of reddish face. Come here, son. One night I was this morning as I was coming here, I caught a parent. A mother. I tried to just coming for SS3 students, coming for holiday coaching around 11 a.m. Ah, almost the all over the dollar. Come on the ball there, you saw good. I called the mother and the mother confirmed that she went with her to the place. That people have to do with our academic career. And I said, Alhamdulillah. You know, as a teacher, sociology of learning, psychology of learning, and what? Guidance and counseling. These three work together. The three kinds of counseling, students may come to you. They may not come to you. Where they may not come to you, you call them. Aisha. See major long way. Kapila, see major short way. Abdullah, see me upper close to the table. I observe normally see the class. You know you're a brilliant. People want to be a brilliant. You know they're not going to get and see me brilliant. You know you're a brilliant boy. You have a vital future. What is happening? A teacher detected a girl that has been sexually humiliated by her father, all because the mother is not living together with them. And the father threatens the girl that the day you tell anybody, you die. And the girl didn't want to die. And the father even used one video. And he got to go over that. She knows they got this one woman. Over there, they go. You know, the girl that the teacher told us, yeah, if I tell you how to die, as you know that, see a spiritually inclined, see how all these roles work together. Even you, teacher, if you are not prepared, I've done here for a lot of students who are prepared. You know, as a teacher, you need to be spiritually inclined. Some of your students are poor. They are poorer than you. You know, the girl very poor in social. I do a lot of my friends who have died. It was that female part that observed the girl was disturbed. This was not your attitude. There's all of you. Are you that observant? Or my team has all of class, all of the soldiers are doing it. Or no, or no, something is wrong somewhere. Ọba tí máa ń sepọ̀ kí ni ọba ń sepọ̀ kọkàlá ẹrù kan náà àti pé kí màmá rẹ̀ kú. Màmá ẹ̀ kú nìkan kọ́ bọ́yá yà ń jẹ́ bọ́yá step mother ọ̀rẹ́ juma. You need to verify something is wrong somewhere. And that's the way that I had the outside. I let the next day tell you. Maybe later. Then my father said I should tell anybody because it's like you read something on my head. That Dima informed anybody on the bed. He's like, yeah, do also. I don't let me tell you. And see that I'm saying, one life at life, when it's life, you will not die. And that auntie, who also relies on a shaitan or the blah, 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 blah. Don't tell me today, after 7 days, you will tell me. See that auntie, I will reach, look here for you, but this is not wrong. After closing pillow, don't go, this is like, after 7 days, you will not die. Oh, you are telling me now. Every night, my father, you invite me to. And to his room, and he said, I remove my pants, and he put his thing under me, and he pressed it, and he released my body, and, as teacher, you have this guidance award. and counseling rules. Not only in that aspect. There are some students, they are confused. Listen, a student wants to study medicine. And SS1 is an art department. He wants to study what? Medicine. In art, they show guidance and counseling in that school. It's there. A student wants to study law and needs to physics, chemistry, biology department. Law, I want to be a lawyer in finance. Part of guidance and counseling, the SS3 students, they need it. SS2 students, before they write exam, they need it. Not only on their courses, even the way they dress, they need guidance. There are students with color and your thing. The way they dress, you counsel them. So please, students, they need what? They need counseling. Now, last resort. Number 5. Collaborative role. What do I call it? What do I call it? The way Allah created this one, we work together as a team. Yes or no? Yes or no? Have you ever heard of a school where nothing less than 12 teachers were shedding tears because of a particular error from a teacher? Please be honest, have you ever had it? I have had it. Have you ever seen or heard where in a school more than 10 teachers were crying, they were weeping because of error from a teacher? In that school, SS3 students, they passed almost all subjects except one course subject, and they could not secure admission. Let us do mathematics or English or physics or chemistry. You enroll 40 students, 39 failed mathematics, English 100%, physics 100%, biology 100%, further math 92%, accounting 100%, literature 100%, mathematics only one student passed. C6. Other 39, D7, E8, D7, no FIO, D7, E8. Will you tell me the students are not being asked? I will slap you. Take you have seen. You tell the students who pass physics, they are not being asked. Students who pass biology, very voluminous. Students who pass literature, well, they will not be leaving. Literature is even more voluminous than English. Do you agree with me? They have a lot of these big literature textbooks they read. But the errors were from English teacher. And all of them, they observed that they kept silent. Now that almost all their efforts were in futility, they cried. Mr. Rashid Anshi, see what you have caused for us. How is our student we need to write the exam? Well, let's see what we have come for. Well, let's see this one now. If country 72 is the job, who is it? Well, let's see this one. City 19 is job. Mr. Rashid Salah, you don't need your job for. Every second, you have to be alone. I'm not telling you, Falasio, it happens. Please, as teachers, we need to work together. You are taking mathematics, there are topics you don't know. Go to another mathematics teacher, in that your school or in another school. In that your school or in another what? Another school. Even let me tell you are taking English at SS level. We have primary 2 teacher who studied English education. She's only teaching in primary 2. Go to her. You are not educated. Your work is a team work. You need collaborative role. End of your party. Do you know a teacher can put the school into sorrow? Mr. Rashid monitored this school for us. The key is with Mr. Rashid. He opens the room where the food is kept. Mr. Rashid, remember, ah! Should I have a light? I plug my eye on this morning, and I launched their slides. Now, let me quickly go home to unplug it. And it's out of school, 30 minutes. 30 minutes go, 30 minutes before it comes, the full finish. SS 1, 2, 3 students, they enter the department of all the food consumed. When it's time to serve the students now, no food again. What do you think will happen? Where is the error of Mr. Rashid? Do you know the error? He's supposed to look for another teacher to replace him. We do things together. You go to excursion. Excursion. You teachers that you are mentioned with, it happened to a school. The whole student got me. He said they do not teach students. Why is not for Allah's intervention? Later, the later for the school. After, you know, weeping, crying, sweating profusely. Please, all these things we do, we should see it as a teamwork. Let me use primary. In primary, a teacher taught primary 2 students last year, and she did well. Wallahi, she gave them what they need. By primary 3, they were given, those students were given to another lazy teacher, and they write primary exam in primary 4. The students have become weak. By primary 4, that brilliant teacher that taught them in primary 2, they returned them to her back, and she started evaluating them. She observed they were even worse than the way she handed them over to another lazy teacher. Now, she was, and these are students that write commentary. They will write annual exam. Some of them will write NECO. Some of them will write Navy exam. Some of them will write light, light, and light. At the end of the day, Ojo Ara, what affected those students? Lack of what? Teamwork. You teachers, when you observe that some teachers, they are not doing the right thing. Not that you are baptizing them or you are gossiping them. You need to report to the appropriate quarter. Or, where necessary, you do one-to-one admonition. Mr. Rashid, you are not doing the right thing. You should actually the school go out. Shall we? And then come at him out to remember when you want that mission. And then put up in our class, who will go to school. And when this school are going to happen. So, if I talk to him again, Friday, he doesn't make you remember this in the human Kodaho. And if you go to school are going to Kodaho. But you teachers, what I've observed, you see that one of the staff is not doing the right thing. You try to offer one another. By the time you come this back, no solution again. May Allah forgive us. Number 6, advertising role. What do I call it? Now, as I did in the school yesterday, I want to do it here. Salaam alaikum. I'm not using Facebook here. I'm not using. I know most of you use it. I'm not using Facebook. Let's go. Let's wait for the ground to be I think we have like 20 staff present. Listen, I am not using capital, not using capital NOTUSING. Capital, not using Facebook. Let's go.
Well, let's
just,
you don't have
Facebook account. That's what I mean now. You don't have Facebook account, so we have only two. It's okay. Other I see you have Facebook account that I'm not using WhatsApp. I use I'm not using WhatsApp here. Let's go. All of you are using WhatsApp. It's okay. Fear Allah. Anytime you like school, post any information on Facebook. I am not from the light school. I see posts of the light school on Facebook. Sometimes I will like, sometimes I will comment, congratulations or something like that. If all of you like, you comment, We have 20 comments, yes or no? We have 20 likes, yes or no? You share. We have how many share? Wallahi, the way you like, you comment, you share, more people see that post. Do you know you are advertising the like? Then you decide to don't do that. The minimum was supposed to be minimum job level. You don't have good impression. You need to be advertising this. On your WhatsApp status, how many of you have shared the live flyer on your social media, on your WhatsApp status? Or we are hiring. We need social teacher. How many of you have ever shared it on your WhatsApp? Don't get me wrong. Listen, you are the owner of your WhatsApp. I can't debate whether it is yes or no. But part of your role, please listen, part of your role as a teacher here is to advertise this school. I start from social media. You need to be advertising this school. Apart from that, in your various areas, Salaam alaikum, like to put it to all the schools where I have taught before establishing my own school, I advertise them. Up to now, I'm still advertising them. Because that never affects me. We are not in the same location. We are not collecting the same school fees. Students that will go there will not come to my school. As Muslim teacher, you have advertising me. Or please, we have that advertising. Apart from online or talking to people, in our character, we need to advertise this. Ah, school going to learn too. Ah, you pay a new woman, you are, or you come on your own work. You have advertised the school through your work, through your character, even through your dressing. You dress Islamically, you dress neatly. There's the color of your team. There's the pastor project you go to. I want to have a part of the time, so low lap up. No one pays about what I have on the game. Oh, what do you come out of the day? Lady in Locker, you live with that, new law, and won't get the other of your locker. We should be advertising wherever we are working. Are we together now? Number 7, participatory role. What do I call it? What do I call it? This participatory role, school has a lot of activities. Co-curricular activities, sports, debates, ceremonies, career talk, PTA meetings, excursions, clubs, assembly, among others. You know what I've observed? Teachers, they show no challenge attitude. If you want to contribute to running a standard school, you have this participatory role. You should participate in all school activities. Number 8, image positioning role. What do I call it? You should appoint tarnishing image of your school. Teacher can never hope you lose your memoir. Do you agree with me? All of us are doing it. Teacher for more, my major people, father, other for 1 year. He deflowered 2 female students. And each female student's parents are connected with other parents. Should I tell you something? Wallahi, there are some parents in your school, in my school. In your word of top, oh God of our Father, Allah. Allah no say there. So Baba wants our Allah, Suku, and the major Suku, man, take the dog, bed, they will say some engine, no one. Allah for call our parents, Aroneka of Abaye Limited. You know Aroneka of Abaye Limited. You need to be careful of them. Oh, correct, that's the big one. OTDBC, OTDMTA, OTDBC, you should be careful. They are garrulous parents. They talk and talk. They report you and continue reporting you. you should be careful. And there are some parents, they are cooperating fine. They advertise your school wherever they are. Don't fight with them. Once they are gone, they will not go alone. All their friends will do what? Will go out and follow them. Please, don't tarnish the image of the school. Always position it right in your dressing, your speeches, your behavior, your relationship with students. Among others, number nine, advise you, what do I call it? As teachers, you have a role to play in advising the school heads, the school owners, the parents, the students, the food sellers, school security personnel, school drivers, co-staff, and other stakeholders. Then you do that bilhikmati wal mawidati hasana, with wisdom, with what? And please take note of something. You are not Allah. Your advice may be taken or not. Once taken, say Alhamdulillah. Once not taken, say Alhamdulillah. Because there are some people, Moko one man, one go, he won't get this time. So long, you only. Oko me man, I mean, so who me only 1.2 million. Maybe 1.2 million, law. When you are a cafe, you see me, over the door, you over the door, you have a deal also. So, sir, I know what you will say, you know what you say, say not that you are not a good star. Cut down on law, Raman Shah, but while life is about to be a little bit grammar. Sometimes you give advice, it may not be taken. Take note, you are appreciated, only that your advice may not be implemented now. It may be implemented next academic session. But your own is to render advice, to land it all under those points. Superficial rule, what do I call it? This, most of us, we providers, we have problems with you teachers in this aspect. In Kansukum Baje, a teacher in Kimbawa supervised. Ẹjọ tó yọ lọ mẹ́lò nínú tìjà ní máa wà pàpẹ ìdíṣẹ́ single chair to not be repaired. All the chairs will remain intact as we resume. Board, fan, electrical appliances, windows, among others, even toilets. What about that? Teachers have a kind of nonchalant attitude to school properties. People sell books, hey, laboratory apparatus. We have this role of supervision. We should supervise the school activities. We supervise the school properties. We supervise the school facilities. Among others, let me tell you, your superficial role extends to celebrations, ceremonies. While I am telling you, we are part of the graduation of the Ingua of Giwani, or while I can undergo your dual window to my door, or the laptop may go and be told with the one kilo lap, the narrator may go and be told with the one pole, or the different control before Timan. Ọjọ́ ẹ̀tọ́ tẹ̀lé ilẹ̀ wa mọ́nì ní ayọ̀ yìí fà á. Ìdí ẹ̀dí abẹ́ ní ilé ọba owó tó bá sọ̀rọ̀. Ta ọmọ wọlé tẹ̀lé wá ń bì. Ó sì rí ọ̀sìn ó pè títà mi ní fagbábí àtàkọ́ ní sọlójú ebé kọ́ ẹ̀tọ́ bí mẹ́ta. Ní suspect this man, ẹ mọ̀ sí òkèlá ní ẹ̀mú kó bí ọwọ́ àná ọmọ dàrún owó jí ọ̀yẹ́ kó dàrún owó. Tọ́láwọ̀ tí ó jáde wọ́n máa ń lo pé à ń ṣe end of year party, à ń ṣe sports àtàwọn nǹkan ní. Lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ wọ́n ti mojúbo ìbò ló wọlé, ìbò ló jáde, páàmì wọlé òní rúùfù, ìbò làwọn lè ti gba, làwọn ti fọ́ abẹ̀ sọ. Ẹ̀yin ò sì lè má. Àpòpọ̀ ẹjọ́ kù náà bí everywhere. We have this superficial role. Wọ́n láì fẹ́ títà bá ń ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀. Ní kí wọ́n máa bàjẹ́ ní oṣù òkèrè ilé ìwé sì máa lọ. Now, let me go to functions / duties. I will not explain too much because of the time. Functions slash duties of teachers in running and maintaining a standard school. Some of these functions have even discussed under different roles. Under what? Different roles. I said professional qualification and working within ethics of teaching profession. Preparing, keeping, and updating statutory and sometimes non-statutory records like diaries, lesson notes, attendance register, marks book, questions bank, report card to mention but few. Number three, the use of relevant textbooks and online resources. Online work. Do you know something else? With your AI, ChatGPT, or all of you, your book, you have access to a lot of online materials now. Do you agree with me? Even I use it to prepare Islamic lectures now. God were those days when I would need to go to normal library at Kegede, spending 8 to 10 hours there. What I need is data. I need generator by time, even power bank. And now I'm even planning to buy laptop power bank. I learned they are selling one now. Because no problem in Nigeria, this epileptic power supply, and sometimes you don't have access to generator. Once you have all these your gadgets, you get one life more than enough. Not enough, more than what? Enough. We need online resources. Are we together now? Thorough explanation of lessons, that's number two. Number five, strict adherence to the school timetable. Number six, the use of teaching aids or improvised works to facilitate learning. Number seven, varying teaching methodologies. That's another issue. We have different teaching methodologies. It depends on the topics you want to teach, as may be demanded by topics or learners. Number eight, conducting practicals in practical learning topics. And so I've even discussed that. Number nine, regular endorsement of learners' notebooks and marking necessary corrections on error points in their notebooks. Number 10, giving homework, classwork, and other relevant assignments to students. 11, conducting continuous assessment tests for the learner. Number 12, curriculum coverage. Number 13, active participation in morning assembly and other co-curricular activities. Number 14, setting standard questions, adopting question spread analysis, QSA, preferably from past questions of external examinations students are being prepared for. I think I've explained that under QSA and FQB the other time. Number 15, drafting standard marking guide and using it efficiently. 16, treatment of past questions, especially for students in terminal classes. 17, contacting parents of students who are absent in the school. How many of us normally do this? When a student is absent in the school, you need to contact the parents. You don't know parents, they feel at you. As a comment, they never come. Like this, I'm school, I'm paying, really down. They feel at you. So let us be doing that. Number 18, instilling discipline and morality on learners. 19, loyalty, respect, and obedience to the school heads and authorities. 20, recording of students' thoughts in marks book and report card. 21, ensuring decorum, orderliness, and neatness in the classrooms. Class teachers, you have a role to play in this. 22, giving emergency health care. Please take note of this number 22. As teachers, we are also health care, professionals. No, we are not professionals. Health care givers. School normally has, what they call it, first aid box. In Kankanyala, the blood was gushing out. As teacher, a word of mandate, you see. In Tobatin Koja, Palasamo, Frenzy King, you are not medical doctors. But first aid treatment, all teachers should know to do this. Please. Olorun je ka lo pon lo e je nja lo e fun won abi a no mi re fe de mo ba ko lo ba ni ko fe ku lare ah àwọn òjẹ́ kó pùlẹ̀ ìdìlóbi lọ́wọ́ so ẹgbọ́ tó ọmọ ogun àwọn tí ló kọ̀dẹ̀ jí tí wọ́n fi sí bí kíni series kọ́ ní àbíkẹ́ni jẹ́ ní gbogbo agbẹ́dáyọ́ that's your problem jọ ẹ́ ti ma so gbogbo títà tí ọba máa ní ọlọ́run ìjẹ́ kọ́ mọ́ kú sí lọ́wọ́ ẹni láwọn máa ká máa ṣe kó gòkè jẹ́ ìfẹ́ǹsù pàlẹ́ ìjọ ọmọ ìjọ nù tí ẹgbọ́ tí wọ́n sọ yé àwọn ọmọ ṣe bírèkì ìkádẹ́sì kan léṣe ẹ̀jẹ̀ dẹ́ jáde èmi gábẹ̀ ni máa sọ fún àwọn tí àwọn sáré ṣe ilẹ̀ ẹgbẹ́ wọn tí wọ́n ti máa ṣe àwọn kọ́ọ̀dù pẹ̀rẹ̀ and they took him to another hospital alhamdulillah ọmọ dọ́kì tó ti wá sókun padà bẹ̀tẹ̀ ìbáyé lè rí ẹ̀jẹ̀ ń dá ọmọ lè kú o ọlọ́mọdé àdáhùn. 23 rendering career talk guidance and counseling services. 24 selling the school to the society. 25 motivating and encouraging learners. Motivation. Teacher wo lo ma nfo omo lebun no wa nbi te ma fo omo lebun ifo ko ma fi ebo onde nera lo eyin onde nera ojo loju o wa le o lo student loju onde nera so you need to motivate them. 26 being conscious of learner security and safety and last working together with the school team and stakeholders in order to achieve mission and vision of the school to round it off. What teachers of standard school should move away from? Most of them don't go be 15, at least 15. Absence or lateness to class. If you want to have standard school, students, they narrate what happens in the school to their parents. Yes or no? A teacher who is always absent, or he or she comes late to the class, they will tell their parents. Excessive punishment, harshness, and wickedness to students should stop. Using of abusive words, vulgar utterances, and cursing students. Why cursing another person's children? Then, ethically, teachers don't care, they pray. They do what? Gbogbo àwọn tó kọ́ àwa àìrí wọn kan ṣe pé wọ́n máa ń ṣàdúrà fún wa. Àwọn ẹ̀yà ayé ẹjọ́ ganan tó wọ́n bá fún wọn lẹ́nu wo lóríire ọmọ yìí. Ó sóríire láì ọmọ tí ó ti ṣe tó dùn wọn parí ni o. Wọ́n fẹ́ sọ pé wọ́n olórí ibú ọmọ yìí. They will now caution their anger. They will say, ìwọ kí ni o? They will pray. Why is it what teacher wa ya since Ilepe of Nigeria Limited? So please, it's bad habit. Number 4, what teachers of standard school should move away from? Having illicit and secret relationship with students or their parents. So if I'm a parent, I don't want a family, single mother, KCSA. Gbogbo táwọn èèyàn sọ di issue lórí social media ẹnì kan wọ́n dá ìbọ́ọ̀sì ọmọ kan ọmọ méjì kéde wàhálà bẹ láyé àwọn sàbẹ wọ́n dá ìbọ́ọ̀sì ẹni tó lóore kọ̀sọ́mọ̀ tó kọ́bìnrin dé èèyàn bú obìnrin tó bá jẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ó lè nídìí ọkọ ìwọ jẹ́ tíchà ẹ bá gba nọ́mbà ẹ bá ń chaatì ní wọ́sà ẹ ń ṣe fídíò kọlù wọ́n ṣe ń di gbá àyà sí ọ ìwọ náà rò pé orí nǹkan àdánwò bá ṣẹlẹ̀ wọ́n bá tún ló lóyún tàbí lóyún fún tíchà sùpọ̀ ọmọ rẹ̀ ó ti tá ní ṣe méjì skul so tíchà gbọ́dọ̀ sọ́ra fún tó lè fa fún àtùbí ọmọ ní all those illicit acts ọlọ́mọ sí aládàwò náà ọlọ́run làwà o. Extortion of students and their parents owó kọ̀tọ́ ẹ mọ́ gbà lọ́wọ́ àwọn ọmọ exposing school secrets or weaknesses. Sẹ́rí, no matter how standard a school is, the school still has weaknesses and what? And secrets. You as internal teacher, you will know them. Don't expose them. Instigating students, parents, or school community against the school authorities, we should move away from it. Disobedience, arrogance, and insubordination to the school authorities. Number 9, stealing school properties. Don't yahoo the school properties. Some teachers, they yahoo school properties. You know, I know what I'm saying. Teachers are just in week pay. The laboratory school. All the money can only in total to 25,000. All the lot are 12,000. School to the microscope. The microscope is there in the microscope. Also, bigger one, o ti lo ta lowo ko asiri wa kada microscope ti won lo teacher oji other fekeni opa is that a good habit? So please move away from stealing school property. Number 10, embezzlement of school funds. Embezzlement of what? School funds. You know there are some schools, they have like afternoon lesson, extra lesson, pay to the HM, pay to the principal, pay to HOD. La Mita Moka, Oendezuo, come chairman committee in South Court, end of year party, you embezzle money, move away from school. Punishing the school immediately or externally, number 11. Number 12, setting substandard questions. Move away from it. It punishes the image of the school. Number 13, revealing examination questions to students and involving international malpractices. We need to move away from it. Some teachers, because they have students doing private lessons, they want to show to the parents that I'm really working. They now get questions from other teachers. That's bad. That's bad. Shabby appearance and dressing, to move away from it. Then forging the school documents, such as receipts, certificates, testimonials, letterhead, among others. It happened in the school in the north. I have a friend working in the school. This is a school where they pay a huge amount of money. And the school head, you know, printed his own fake receipts. Where a parent was supposed to pay $300, and he issued the receipt, and they have a lot of students. It was when they invited external auditor, the secrets were exposed. So let us say Allah. So to wrap it off, in conclusion, I listed like 12 points. Factors aiding successful discharge of your duties. Number one, passion for teaching. It's like passion is time. We need to at least wake it up. Dedication and commitment, thorough preparation, teamwork, personal development, training upon training, dynamism, we need to be dynamic. Humility, be humble. You can't know everything. Learn from others. Obedience. All of us cannot be authorities. Some will be commanding when others will be what? Obeying. Please, have obedience. Digitalization of education. What do I call it? So I've told us, this era is era of digitalization. Conducive environment and availability of needed materials. And we are not available with profiles. To round it up, the world of teachers is in the air. Do you agree? You agree? I disagree. I told you at the initial stage of this presentation that in the last 3 years, between last 3 years and now, how much did I say I've collected from my students? Not that I've collected, that they have dashed me more than 5 million naira. Wallahi, I have a lot of students outside the country. Those I taught here in Yoruba Land, in Ibadan, and they are traveling out. They dashed me money. The way one dashed me 500,000 last year. 500,000, my expert. The last 3 years, so Balawo, I mean, I have 3 wives now. Kotominala and Odo Kabosiwa. Listen, the last 3 years from my students, the gift I've received is more than 5 million naira. Even just this last Ramadan, last 2 months ago, in Ramadan, the gift I was given from my students. More than 500,000 naira. Ileya is coming out. All of money while I leave my bed, students. So give me. If I'm not going to come over outside, I'm not going to get out of your bed. You know what? Although COVID, let me tell you, the year 2020, I was in the action, I did not suffer. Only that, then I will not say it out. A student bought Ileya Ram for me. Another one bought clothes for me and my family. Wallahi, during COVID, wallahi, I did not suffer. I swear with Allah. I received a lot of gifts from my students within and outside the country. So I don't agree with this, the word of teachers is in the heaven. But do know the problem. You teachers, take note of this. Are you doing the right thing or not? You know the nature of students. They monitor you. They may not like you presently. They may see you as being tough. But be sincere with Allah. Teach them the right thing. Be just with them. Don't be harsh unnecessarily. Whether you like it or not, allow them to plant your love in their heart. In the nearest future, they will give you hard slots, they will buy you cars, they will build houses for you, they will be dashing you with the amount of money, the way they are dashing you, first of all. And I still hope for more. I still hope for what? For more. For more. But let us round off with this one or two pillars. In addition of Abu Umama al-Bahili, that's only Abu Sa'udi. Thank God to permit you. Our Nabi Salam is said that Allah Himself, Inna Allah, wa malaikatahu, wa ahla samawati wal ardh, that Allah Himself, His angels, the inhabitants of the heaven and the earth, and even the ant in its own, وَحَبْتَ لِحِبَارِ فِي الْبَحَرِ, the fish in water, لَا يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى مُعَلِّمِ النَّاسِ لَحَيْرِ, they will be fervently supplicating in favor of teachers who teach people beneficial knowledge. His authentic hadith translated by Imam Bukhari, by Imam Tirmidhi. Please, your reward is not in every law. Islam has been said that bulk of rewards, bulk of what? Of rewards of Islam is in the heaven. Get right away from this world. Allah compensates you through your students. You see your students, you feel happy. You see your students, you feel respected. I've gone to deliver lecture for MSSM of one particular tertiary institution. Wallahi, one student just showed up. He collected my bag. Salam alaikum, stars. He said, you taught me at Umuluko, Amuluko. Ah. And that student was there, hey, you may die on my own. They are not troublemakers, Lordy. But I could remember your name. He is down on the boss. Most of you can't depend on me. 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 I have a parallel with students in me. You have to be also what I lay you. But you don't say, well, see, the students may be man, never tell you make you. Moba doba. So what I lay you. Most of you are in December. Molos, I went there to the lecture for TA and all of you. I have a lot of my students. They even interviewed me. They were following me. Sir, sir. You know, you may not know this happiness. But by the time you see your students, you appear here. Ah, students, they are expecting you. You appear there. You are welcome. You appear here. Ah, it's Olojede, it's our teacher. You know there are some happiness while learning money can go by. You see them in your students. Just make sure you teach beneficial knowledge. Make sure you follow the right ethics. Make sure you are sincere with Allah. Make sure you contribute legibly. Let's what Allah will do for you. Subhanakallahumma alhamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ilahi wa barakatuh. Awe ilayam shaykh.